This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You bring up whatever is on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
Pickles Mountaineer.
I'm the captain. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We have our own social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. It is a Mastodon-based system. It's not some big tech mega corporation that's behind it. We run the server, and you have a lot more freedom to express yourself there at social.freetalklive.com. That's social.freetalklive.com. We've been discussing the latest on the Donald Trump raid earlier this week, but that is not all there is to talk about. In fact, coming up here right after we get to this phone call, Pickles, you've got a story about OnlyFans, which is the kind of porn subscription website supposedly that individuals can use as their own personal paywall system. But apparently they're involved with labeling people as domestic terrorists or something. You're going to tell us about that coming up here in moments. But first, we go to Jack. He's in Washington State. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, I kind of want to call in the fellow from Delaware, and then I think Mel was from New York that called.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question. I don't want this to be emotional at all because it's not emotional for me, but when libertarians run for office in, like, New Hampshire, when they do run, like, what party do they typically affiliate themselves with?
The Libertarian Party. Well, I mean, there is a Libertarian Party here, and that's where the most Libertarian candidates are running.
When they run for high office, like when Aria ran for sheriff, she ran as a what?
She ran as a Republican. There are a lot of them that have run as Republicans. Some have run as Democrats.
Yeah, I got to say, the Republican Party of New Hampshire is fundamentally different from the Republican Party of anywhere else that I have ever seen.
Mm. Yeah, and the reason, of course, for that is there's a couple of reasons. One, it's a lot easier to get on a ballot if you are going to run as a Republican or a Democrat. Then all you got to do is pay, if you're running for state rep, for instance, $2. You pay $2.
Right, well, you're making my point. Couldn't Trump, and then this is what I'm talking about, Delaware, New York, now, couldn't Trump just be a sheep in wolf's clothing that's using the system?
A wolf in sheep's clothing, maybe?
Fox News. No, hear me out. Don't get emotional, please. Everyone hates him. He's been off of social media. So people that follow him, which are just humans at this point, very few little companies or RSNBN or whatever, actually have any, you know, power in the media anymore. And so couldn't he just be doing the same thing the libertarians do when they run for office?
No, because we know what Trump does when he gets into office. He's part of the system. He makes the system bigger and more oppressive and more restrictive and more expensive.
Nothing that he said he was going to do on his way into the office. Nothing.
So, I mean, in the sense that he is using the Republican Party for his own personal agenda and to his own personal ends, yes, in that sense, he is doing the same thing that libertarians do. Like
But he's not a libertarian.
Yeah, right, right. Now, when, especially in New Hampshire, when libertarians run as Republicans, it is not to be Republicans. I mean, the Republican Party has shown that they are incredibly happy with being warmongers.
Mm-hmm.
They're incredibly happy.
Well, they don't like it when the Democrats go to war, though.
Tariffs, with restricting movement, with a bunch of blue laws, like, oh, that behavior is immoral, therefore you should be kidnapped if you perform that behavior. Now, libertarians are not in favor of any of that. If there's no victim, there's no crime. However, we are willing to use the Republican Party to get there, to get people free, to change the culture, especially in a place like New Hampshire, where we can over time accumulate a change in laws, which helps to change the culture to a freer place.
If you multiply the difficulty and
the what? You broke up there. You can multiply the what?
The difficulty at that level. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we do now.
Yep.
He's potentially, and once again, I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm not emotional about it.
Mm-hmm.
But just watching that everyone hates him and they hate everyone that likes him, even though he is in a lot of ways an a-hole and so on and so forth, it makes me question whether or not he is, again, a sheep in wolf's clothing.
All right. Well, thank you for the call tonight, Jack. Appreciate hearing from you. I mean, if he's still pretending after 4 years of being in office, like, wouldn't the whole point of pretending to be something in order to get into office be, you know, pointless if you're not actually doing the thing you really intended to do when you got into office, which was drain the swamp, supposedly?
Like, if he was what all these people who, a lot of the people who love him,
believe
him to be,
yeah,
like, he would have drained the swamp. He would have, I mean, for crying out loud, he would have at least put one charge against Hillary Clinton. I mean, just one for littering something.
Yeah.
I really wanted to hear Jack out, but I think that
he made his point.
Well, I think that he did, but he was a little too emotional about it.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But I do want to talk a little bit more about why libertarians run as Republicans, and in some cases Democrats, here in New Hampshire. Number one, there's the ease of ballot access. Like in most states, it's very difficult for libertarians or anybody in a third party to get on a ballot. There's always,
right, I was going to mention that to Jack, because there's already infrastructure there. You don't have to jump through the additional hoops if you run as a Republican.
Correct.
Right.
So there's that. And then secondly, the fact is the Republican Party here is weak. They are elderly for the most part. They don't have very many people under the age of 50 in their party. Like, if somebody shows up who's in their 30s and 40s to a Republican meeting, they fawn all over them. Like, oh, God, our party's still alive.
And we can survive the winter.
Yeah, I mean, that's how weak that they are. And so the libertarians, I think, saw that as an opportunity to say, and your point is correct as well, Peakless, is that the Republicans in New Hampshire tend to lean more libertarian, just as a general rule.
Yes. Well, and at the moment, Republicans are more libertarian than Democrats.
Now, in New Hampshire, yes.
Even just in New Hampshire. I would say throughout the country at the moment. Now, 20 years ago, it was absolutely the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Back when it was W. Bush and the USA Patriot Act, like, wow, were the Republicans ever the way more authoritarian
warmongers
party
at
the time.
Yeah.
So if we were doing this back then it would be the Democrat Party that we were trying to use to create a more libertarian society. Now, at the moment, it's the Republicans, especially in New Hampshire, but 20 years from now, it'll be back to the other way again, and the Republicans will be back to their, you know, fascist,
the moment they get power
themselves.
Again. It's not even 20 years. It's within the moment they get the power again, all of a sudden they're going back for war, they're going back in for the police state.
I mean, Trump was a lot of power, and it was on the Republican side,
and they were pro-police state. I mean, they were the ones who, back to blue. Black Lives Matter says
they were not,
cops
they
are bad.
Were not more police state than the Democrats, though.
The term that I keep hearing thrown around, particularly here in New Hampshire, when it comes to folks running on the Republican ticket, if you will, is RINO, Republican in name only. That's a term that I don't know who invented. I'm sure it's meant as a slur.
It's old, yeah. It's been around for a while.
I'm sure it's meant as a derogatory term, but it is fitting. Because that's exactly what's happening. A libertarian person will get on a ticket as a Republican because it's just flat easier to do so.
Sure. Yeah, you have to get thousands of signatures if you want to get a governor candidate on the ballot here for the libertarians, which they appear to have accomplished, by the way. So they turned in, I believe, like 6,400 signatures, if I recall the number, somewhere in that range, 6,000 or in change.
I mean, it's just so crazy. Like, think of all of that work that an individual needs to put in to achieve just getting on a ballot, as opposed to the amount of work it takes to say, hey, you know what? I'm fully capable of leading myself, and I do not need a ruler.
Yeah, just to touch real quick on the RINO thing.
Yeah.
All of them are rhinos and dinos. So, I mean, like, a Democrat, by definition, would be someone who wanted distributed power.
I believe it's pronounced Dino, but that's just me.
But they would want someone who, they would be someone who wanted distributed power, who wanted, like, votes to matter, regardless of how the vote turned out. They
and
wanted
heavily
people
influenced
to,
by the Flintstones.
Fair enough. They would want the vote to actually matter, and someone who was an actual Republican would want there to be rights that couldn't be taken away by the government, even by a Democratic vote.
This belief that a vote matters and that, you know, your vote is going to make a difference somehow. Horse hockey.
Right. So there aren't real Democrats or real Republicans.
It's a bunch of wishing.
A lot of power seekers, though. The number here is 603-283-6160, and you can join us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's free talk.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
If you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Close Mountaineer.
And C, Captain Kickass.
Can bring up anything you want. There's actually some interesting commentary for once in our chat room.
I don't believe you.
Somebody who is claiming that he's sympathetic to libertarianism. His name is Rocco Piazza. But he believes that he's moved on. He says he used to be heavily into ANCAP, which is short for anarcho-capitalism. It's sort of this flavor of libertarian beliefs. And
usually it refers to someone who's free market anarchist.
Right. And he says, and conservatism. So I don't understand how you could be both of those things at once, but that's what he says.
Oh, no. So conservatism is more of a preference. So like a preference for a style of life in the same way that you have a preference for a flavor of ice cream.
I think a conservative is somebody who wants to shove their style of life down somebody's throat.
Yeah, and they don't really do a lot of conserving, in my opinion.
Well, so, for example, we had a former female co-host who is very conservative, but she doesn't want to, like, put you in a jail cell for not following her beliefs.
Who are we talking about? Heather Mullins?
No, my brain has just decided to leave her, Melanie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, Melanie, she's very,
I get where you're coming from,
very yeah. conservative, but she doesn't want to lock you up. She just wants to pick a neighborhood where other conservative, non-aggressive people can be.
So one can be anarchist in belief, but also conservative?
Yes.
So what's the definition of conservative that you're using?
Conservative technically it's you want to conserve what is good about your society that exists rather than being focused on changing it. But basically the idea of like traditional family values, lifelong marriage without divorce. Another example is
Always religion, because she's not a religious person.
She's
that you're
not
referring to.
Religion tends to be alongside it, just because again that's how things were done. That has been the basis of morality for a long time.
Can a Democrat be conservative?
Yes.
Can a Republican
it's
be
just
liberal?
More rare.
Can a Republican be liberal?
Yes.
Because I was under the impression that those two terms, like conservative and Republican, went together, and liberal and Democrat went together, and they never shall the two like
it
overlap.
In the same way that you can be a libertarian Republican. So like
I can't.
Right.
Sorry, I don't have that in my personal makeup and my character.
So like you can be running as a Republican, or you can be, you know, in the normal sense of the word, you can be voting Republican and actually be liberal. But think, okay, well, I'll vote Republican because I think this party is doing way less damage and is actually making us is making the world safer to be liberal. In the same way, you could vote Democrat because you believe that they are actually holding on to our, you know, our and preserving our way of life more effectively than the Republicans are.
I just really hate all of the language that surrounds politics. I really do.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Well, and it is very, very different to be a conservative and respect the non-aggression principle.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't consider those things to be together, but I guess you are making a good argument that they could be together.
Well, so here's the thing. I mean, it's part of the PSYOP, really, is to get people to believe, oh, well, you have these preferences. The only way to express your preference here is to give people the power to violently enforce those preferences.
Yes, and the conservatives and liberals alike seem to lovingly embrace that idea of using violence against their neighbors.
Yeah, it's one of the things that they trick us into. Now, you can, on the other hand, say, okay, well, I have these preferences, but instead of forcing you to do my preferences, I will show you how much better a life can be by living by those preferences.
I want to go to the phones here. We have Jet on the line in Idaho. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, hey, it's time to play Say No Gov.
Say what?
Anyway.
No Gov.
Just kidding.
There, I've said
just
it.
Kidding. Just kidding. Well, you know my elevator speech, right?
I'm not an elevator, so I've probably never heard it.
We have new listeners all the time, Jet. What is the elevator speech?
People with titles are just other humans who have no more right to do anything than you or I.
That's a fact.
Now, I say that anyone with a title, in order to kind of make everyone be equals, whether they're, you know, fancy titles or doctorates or anything. I'm not talking about you, Dr. Kickass.
That's Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
Are you suggesting that he's actually just a person?
No, I believe that he is all of that and more. So
he's a character.
For me, every time someone, I want to talk about the this evil IRS mafia thing.
Yeah. Mm.
So for me, every time someone brings up how people should follow the law or pay their taxes, that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
I ask them if they agree with every tax and every law, or for any tax, you know, that matter. Because to me, taxation, of course, is slavery.
Sure, it is.
And most people believe that the people pretending to be their servants, to do the will of the people, to protect us, that they are our democratic representatives of the people's voice. Yet they demand that we obey them or be punished.
Mm-hmm.
So here is the question. Can you provide a survey or study that shows how the majority of people wish to be taxed in their wages?
I can't imagine that anybody has been asked questions like that.
Oh, there are some people who love it. I mean, I've talked to people who go, yeah, I'd love to pay my debts. Okay, well, then pay all you want to, but just leave me
Sure, I ran into some of those people. I used to do tax day protests out in front of the post office when I was an activist in Florida with the Libertarian Party down there. And every now and then there would be somebody that would come up and say, yeah, I support taxation. I want to pay more taxes every now and then. It's like one out of, you know,
stopping you.
One out of 200 people might say something like that.
Well, so, no, I want to make you pay more taxes.
I don't know if anybody that's listening can hear this or not, but if you want to give money to, I don't know, the IRS, for example, you could just write a check and send it to them. It's not really that difficult. You can do it if you want to.
It's a terrible plan, but you could.
So how are they doing the will of the people if it is, let's say, imposed upon us that we give the money?
Well, they're not. It's just a total load of garbage, and it's all propaganda.
And who's this guy Will?
You know,
is he really of the people?
The people?
I couldn't understand y'all. You were talking about
I was asking, who's this guy Will, and how did he become of the people?
It's just where he's from.
But that was my big thing. You know, I have an issue with taxation I've had for a long time. I haven't contributed to the federal mafia for decades.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a simple matter of it just didn't make any sense to me. I mean,
it's not.
I transitioned from the point of, let's say, doing the deduction thing so I didn't have to pay tax.
Oh, you mean running around and collecting little slips of paper and accounting for every little penny and dime that you spent?
Hours upon hours,
Thank you, Jeff, for the call, man. Labor. I appreciate it. I appreciate the good example that that you set as well. Appreciate your
Indeed. Thank you, sir.
Phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160 in this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Still going to get to this OnlyFans story on the way coming up with relation to terrorism. Watch lists. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie in Western New York has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Mittar has been charged with attempted murder and assault. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for quite some time. Several people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also sparked a fire. The gaping hole was seen in front of Ireland's Four Courts pub, with smoke pouring out. Mary Riley, a server at the pub, told WRC-TV that it was pure panic.
I was at the table talking to some regulars that come in, and we all heard a bang, an explosion, so we all just turned around, and I just saw all the debris coming towards the back of the pub.
Eight people were taken to the hospital. Four of them were in critical condition. Six other victims were treated at the scene. This is USA Radio News. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and her Colorado colleague Lauren Boebert are at least a couple of House Republicans publicly questioning the search warrant executed at former President Trump's Florida estate. That warrant was unsealed by a federal judge on Friday. Greene says Trump is being persecuted politically, accusing Attorney General Merrick Garland of abusing his power. FBI agents retrieved some 11 sets of documents with varying degrees of security on them. Trump has not been charged with a crime, but the Justice Department in the warrant suspected that he violated the Espionage Act. The family of a soldier who was killed at Fort Hood near Killeen, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier a couple years ago. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit says that she told family that she didn't want to report the incidents, fearing retaliation, her family looking for $35 million in damages. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Open here, and you can join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, I did check, and apparently we are on Real America's Voice, so welcome to any new listeners that haven't, you know, punched out in anger and frustration at the fact that we're not your typical cookie-cutter conservative talk show, which I presume is what you normally would get.
Good ideas do not require force.
Indeed, indeed. That is the certainly an overwhelming message here on Free Talk Live, which is an open phone show. So if you're hearing us for the first time and you want to reach our radio audience, because we are primarily on radio stations, we have about 190 or so radio stations that take this show at various different times throughout the week. Not all 190 are on right now. I don't know how many are on right now, some number of dozens. But over an entire week, we're heard on that many radio stations. So that's primarily what we do, but we also broadcast online in various different forms. We, of course, have our Odyssey channel over at video.freetalklive.com. That is, of all the different video platforms, we're on our quote-unquote official one. So that's the one where we expect to be longer than any of the others, who will likely take us off the air, as YouTube has done on multiple occasions in
the
last couple
show
years.
Like been a podcast since like before the word podcast was invented?
Yeah, we had MP3s going back to the first episode in November of 2002. And so, yes, we are coming up on our 20th anniversary in just a couple of months.
Wow.
Yeah, it'll basically coincide with our trial. It's like, I think our 20th anniversary is probably going to be 2 days into, 1 or 2 days into the trial for the Crypto 6, which some of our co-hosts, including myself, facing multiple charges by the federal government after raiding our studio last year for victimless so-called financial crimes.
For stupidity.
Yeah, there's always a lot going on here at Free Talk Live, including open phones every night. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to them, where we have first up David in California, in San Francisco. Go ahead, David.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I heard you talking about real conservatives and whatnot. Some of the listeners surely are not old enough to remember back in 1972 when, actually, really? Earlier than that, late 60s, when Richard Nixon developed the Southern Strategy. And he basically stole the Republican Party. He basically, as a Republican, he stole the bigots and put them in the Republican Party.
Where did he steal them from? The Democrats?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they were the Dixiecrats. Okay. And so when John Kennedy was in, he came up with the Civil Rights Act, the Fair Housing Act, and that so pissed off the Southern Dixiecrats that they hated Kennedy, and they didn't care if he was dead. And then when Lyndon Johnson doubled down on those and had the Fair Housing Act, and I'm trying to think of what else they
Bunch
did.
Bunch of actors.
Yeah, they are.
Well, they opened up the schools, integration of schools. Made sure that they got rid of the two-tiered drinking fountains, all of the double bathrooms, all of the bigotry, you know, blacks in the back of the bus. All of that disappeared right at that time, and so all those bigots went over to the Republican Party. Now, you got to remember that Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, and so to this day, the Republican Party, earlier this year, the Lincoln Memorial.
And Lincoln was a thug. There's no doubt about it. He did not support freedom of speech. He was against independence and would do anything he could. In fact, he even said that he would keep slavery if he could keep the Union together and keep slavery.
If I could keep the Union, if I could preserve the Union and free no slaves, then I would do that.
He
clearly believed
Lincoln,
that blacks could never be, serve on juries or vote. He was an absolute monster, and people venerate him. Oh, fun fact, he also literally didn't free any slaves.
Sure he did.
He absolutely did not.
When you think about the Emancipation Proclamation,
right,
and
which was specifically targeted.
Read that document.
It specifically targets the states that he is not under, that are not under his control. It was not to free slaves. It was to cause chaos. He did not free any of the slaves
in the area that he actually
had control over.
He kept saying the entire world somehow benefited from Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. And the truth is, the United States, I think, is the only country on the face of the planet where they had to go to war to do something with Haiti?
Yeah,
as well?
The United States and Haiti.
Yeah, but otherwise, slavery was eliminated through market mechanisms, through voluntary order in the rest of the world.
Yeah,
they didn't need to go to war.
And
not to mention the people who, you know, felt like they shouldn't have to be slaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
William Wilberforce is the person who emancipated the slaves throughout the world, and no one even knows who that is.
Who is he?
He was the founder of, he was the biggest name in the abolition movement, and his fundamental idea, and people don't even know that abolition was a Christian movement.
Wasn't it the Quakers who led the way?
Yeah, they were huge on that. So the idea was that Christians believe that there is one Lord for all men. There is only one master for all men, and so if you were going to have a human master, that would be in violation of God's law. So, as
censors.
Such...
What's that?
Liars, cowards, and censors.
Who's lying, sir?
Oh, my.
You are.
What's the lie?
Do you believe in lying? Do you believe in slavery?
We're just giving you the history of slavery.
You're pretending that the Republican Party believes in the principles of Lincoln.
What the hell are you talking about?
Who said anything like that?
But the Republican Party this day is a bait and switch party. Bait and switch. That's crime.
They're all liars, dude.
When you start
parties are full of horse hockey.
See, that's the thing. When David calls in, he always acts like we're saying things we weren't saying. I don't know if he's listening to another show and he's just got the wrong number on speed dial or whatever, but we weren't saying anything about what.
But when he's on hold, he should be able to be hearing what
we're
saying.
Yeah, the thing is, he keeps talking. He keeps shouting, and that's why I have to put him on hold, because you cannot actually get this guy to listen to a word that you say. He's such... he's just a mouthpiece, basically,
liars,
for statism.
Republicans are absolutely bait and switchers.
Yeah, well, so are the Democrats.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
the thing. You're just a partisan, David. That's all you
are. Okay, so the libertarians, however, if you remember 1980, when the Koch was at one of the Kochs ran for vice president, and Pat Clark was the presidential candidate, he actually bought the Libertarian Party. And in the future, the only way you could become a candidate in the Libertarian Party was to pay him cash. Right?
I've never met the guy. Don't know anything about him.
Oh, okay. So you've
heard of Ed
Clark, some
too.
Candidates. You've got to
pay candidates in
to
the Republican. We have
you
candidates in the Libertarian.
Okay, he keeps on repeating himself. Sorry, what was that?
We have candidates in the Libertarian Party right here in New Hampshire that certainly did not have to pay anyone any sum of money for the privilege of running as a Libertarian.
Yeah, Daryl Perry was a co-host on this show while he ran for president with the Libertarian Party. He didn't win the nomination,
right.
But they certainly didn't charge him to run for the Libertarian Party ticket. I'm sorry, David. You're just making crap up.
No, I talked to the Libertarians out here. They had to pay. And owned the rights to the Libertarian name. They've done the same.
Sounds like a ridiculous conspiracy.
It sounds like more of an argument for the system to go away.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the call tonight, David. I mean, it's just total fantasy.
If that has been true in the past, that certainly isn't the case
now. He's talking about 1980. I mean, you're talking about more than 40 years ago at this point. Anyway, we continue here. The number is 603-283-6160.
I just want to say, when people like him call, and there's several...
There aren't very many people like him.
Well, there's several callers who have this same sort of vibe to them.
Okay.
Right? Jerome is one of them.
True, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
David's
like,
more of a commie, though, I think, than
sure, him. But their flavor is just, I think a certain way, and everything else that you say that doesn't fall into the way of my thinking
is
wrong.
Yeah. Is a lie.
Yeah.
Not only is it incorrect, but you know that it's incorrect and you're saying it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas you have been lied to, David. Mm-hmm. You have been lied to about what kind of person Abraham Lincoln was.
Yep.
And you have been lied to about what kind of organization the Republican Party is.
And there's a tremendous amount of propaganda about Lincoln out there. I mean, he's one of the, when you go to government school and you go into history class, he's one of three presidents that they always tell you about.
And they made a giant stone statue out of him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they lionized him, but he's one of the biggest monsters that humanity has ever produced.
Sure, but who writes the history? The victor. And he was the victor in the Civil War, so it shouldn't be a surprise that he gets lionized all over the place. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can go click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. We'll give you some introductory videos there where you can learn some of the basics, which are important to get a grasp on before you decide to maybe put some money into this thing. Because there are risks involved. Things are a little bit different. There's some new concepts involved, like decentralization. What's that all about? Why is this system so threatening to the status quo? Why are the governments of the world, not just the United States, many of them targeting cryptocurrency?
I know.
Oh, why, Captain?
Because you no longer have to rely on the state to be the third party to provide trust in your transactions.
That's one reason.
Yeah, sure. one of the things I realized about the when they're shutting down all this stuff, because criminals are using these networks. The reason that they're upset about this is they're like, but that's our market. We have total market domination of criminal money. Everyone uses dollars in U.S. cash throughout the world, and you're cutting into our action.
The government hates competition.
Indeed. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. If you're not brand new, you can get the latest news headlines anytime on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. Bill is on the line in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Bill?
No, I'm just a Bill.
I just screened his call a moment ago. Bill going once.
Yes, I'm only a Bill.
Bill going twice. Oh, I see Bill calling back in. Must have had an issue here. Let's bring him on the new line that he's just calling in on. Bill, are you with us?
Can you hear me okay?
We got you loud and clear. Go ahead.
There you are.
Oh, I think I cut myself off. Anyway, not too smart a caller. I wanted to mention two incredibly important dates. You can research it if you want, and you should. It might change your way of thinking about religion and the Christian religion, because August 21, 2017, that was the date that the solar eclipse was seen only in America from the West Coast to the East Coast. That was the only other time that happened was 1776, when our country was obviously, you know, warm. So you have that incredible thing happen August 21, 2017. They say we're going to have signs from about Jesus coming back in that.
I've been saying that for a long time.
Okay, well, now here's another thing.
What does the eclipse have to do with anything, though? I mean, did something happen on that day that was important to you?
No, see, you're not letting me talk now.
Go ahead.
Now, I'm going to solidify your question. See, a lot of times people talk before they want to listen. Okay, the second date is about a month and 3 days later, September 21, 2017. Now, if you go to the Bible, Revelation chapter 12, it starts out, the woman, the child, and the dragon. Now, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon on her feet, and her head with a garland of 12 stars. And then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Now, if you go to the YouTubes, that is a celestial event that happened September 21, 2017, when all those things lined up the way they say here in the Bible. And the Jupiter comes out, is in her womb, the planet Jupiter goes into her womb and oscillates for about 9.5 months, about the time of a normal birth. And then when that comes out, that when it comes out of the virgin, which is, they're talking about the virgin here, the woman, and that's the constellation virgin. Then it comes out between her legs. The Jupiter is born there, you know, like Jesus is born. And there's a dragon there.
Hold on. Jupiter is Jesus?
You got to look at the YouTube, sir.
No, I don't have to, sir.
It happened once. This happened once.
So far, what I'm hearing from you is...
You're too stupid to read the Bible, then.
Well, then that's not going to persuade many people, right?
You're too stupid to read the Bible, then God didn't write the Bible for you.
God didn't write the Bible.
No, he definitely, yeah, that's right. Men wrote
the Bible.
Apparently,
your creator wants you to know certain things, and you don't care about knowing them. So that says, because you're the dead day on
your creator. Jupiter is Jesus?
Believe what you want to believe yourself.
Wait a minute. I want to give this guy some credit, because when he first came on after you trying him on the one line and he called back, he did preface this whole call with, I'm not too smart of a caller.
Apparently, he's also the creator. He's telling us what the creator wants us to know. You got a straight line to God there? I hung up the phone. Guess he's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very hard to understand.
How dare you question me?
Yeah, look, one of the reasons why we ask questions is because I want to understand. Like, you know, if I ask a question, it's not because I'm not listening to you. It's because I'm trying to listen to you and get some sort of comprehension around what you're trying to say. And all I heard was something about a dragon and a celestial woman giving birth
and
in the
Jupiter
cosmos or something
like that. So none of this is actually terribly unfamiliar to me. Like, I'm familiar with the exact part of Revelation that he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with the various methods that people have used to graph that onto celestial activity on the planets and their relationships with the moon and the stars and the constellations and all that sort of thing.
I'm going to level with you guys. 100% revelatory moment here for the captain. I do believe in a creator. They are a speed metal band out of Germany that's been around for like 40 years.
Don't they spell it with a K?
And they spell it with a K, right? They're called Creator. They're really awesome if you like speed metal.
I want to get back to what you were saying there, Peakless. You familiar with the book of Revelations? Didn't you grow up a Christian or something like that?
Right, yeah, my dad was a minister, actually.
Yeah, so you know a thing or two. So,
and
I mean,
we
were
a biblical research ministry, so like intense study of the Bible was it was the sort of thing that I guess is more common in Judaism than Christianity.
Okay, but so given what he was saying, did it make any sense to you whatsoever? As somebody who knew at least something about what he was talking about?
Yeah, sure.
What the hell was he saying?
I'm trying to remember the exact phrasing. So it's like clothed in the moon and the sun at her feet, are, so for example, what will happen a lot of, so the virgin is usually a reference to Virgo, because that's the thing, like there are actually real major connections between these ancient powerful stories, the only one of which almost anyone in the modern world knows is the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and the story that is depicted by the constellations in the sky.
Like, sure.
Like there is a story that is depicted by the shapes that we have assigned to these stars, and that right. story is the same story that you find in our most ancient and powerful traditions,
and also in Battlestar Galactica.
Oh,
specifically the reboot.
Oh,
they use all of the symbols of the zodiac, and they use it to tell the stories of the 13 tribes, and each tribe has one of the symbols. It's all throughout the whole series. Anyway, go
interesting.
On.
So, was he making sense to you then?
Somewhat. So, like, clothed in the sun, they will. So, at any point where you can tell that the sun is currently where the constellation Virgo is behind it, even though you can't see those stars, you know that's where they are. For example, with a handy-dandy app on my phone, I can see exactly which stars are behind the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And with the moon at her feet, usually when the moon is also in Virgo or, like, near the legs of Virgo, so there are various times that they will assign to that part of Revelations. The one that I grew up with, actually, and I wish I could remember all the details of it, but like their explanation of this was that this was a description of precisely when Jesus Christ was born, and that the time and date that was described in the book of Revelations happened only once, and that time was in our modern calendar September 11th, 3 BC.
So does this guy believe that this is all evidence that Jesus is coming back? Was that kind of what he was getting to, do you think?
It seems to be the case.
Okay. See, that's the thing. Like, if you ask somebody a question and then they get angry and call you stupid, they're not going to get anywhere with whatever it is they're trying to push. If you call your listener stupid and then you keep trying to tell them things, it's like you've already lost. Whatever it is you're trying to pitch, whether it be your religion or your political beliefs, you know. So that's where he completely fell off the radar.
And it's one of those things where, like, you will find what you're looking for, whether it's there or not. Like, okay, he's looking for a sign in the heavens that the Savior is coming, that he doesn't have to do any of his own work to change the world and make it any better, that these are the end times, and that's why everything is so screwed up. It's not like the fact that we keep giving psychopaths infinite power. It's just that it's the end times, and that's how things should be.
I think if your supposed creator wrote a book that was supposed to help you through life, he would have made it less cryptic.
Yeah,
something that doesn't need studying to interpret, for example.
If we had, would we have access to that book? Honestly.
The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, there are people who believe that God never stopped talking. You just have to know where to listen and how.
Like some of our callers.
Hour number 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.